on the world-famous Chicky Chick Wire Show. We have the great, great author of Reluctantly Related. I love that title. Dr. Deanna Braun is with us. And, Doctor, how are you?
I'm fine. Thank you, James.
Now, talk to me about this book. Why did you write it, and how long did it take you to get this put together?
I started writing it because of my own relationship with my daughter-in-law. We initially got along really, really well, so obviously I didn't think about a book. But once they started having children, that's when things fell apart and things really got bad, and I needed to figure out what was going on. So that's what I did. I did some research, and I figured it out, and I put my clinical skills together with what I learned and started working on my own relationship. And once I figured that out, I was able to then help other women, and it really started to formulate the book for me. And so I was able to put down all the things that I had learned and all the tools that I had used in for my therapy clients for years, and just combine them and really make something very powerful for women.
We've got Dr. Deanna Braun with us today here on the big broadcast talking about her book, Reluctantly Related. And you have a newsletter and some other things available ever at the website. Talk to us about the website.
Well, the website has all kinds of things. It has a question and answer. It has a lot of tips and tools that women can use. It really is all about helping women understand what's going on in this relationship and be able to change it. And I even have a questionnaire there for women to fill out so they can figure out which type of mother-in-law they have or which type of daughter-in-law they have, because you have to know that to be able to really change the relationship. So I have the questionnaire. You'll get your results right away. It doesn't cost anything. You just fill it out, and you'll get immediate results.
We've got Dr. Deanna Braun with us today here on the big broadcast. Now, Doctor, this book that you have is just a really, really, really cool read. Talk to me about what was the ideas behind putting this together, and what were some of the trials and tribulations of writing the book?
Well, it was very interesting. I think writing the book, Part of it was just really getting my ideas down. I knew what I wanted to say, but really being able to put it in a language that would be comfortable for everybody. As a clinician, as a psychologist, you know, I can talk many different languages, and I needed to find one that really would fit for most people. And I think that's what I've done with this book. I've made it a very comfortable read. It's got a lot of humor in it, but it's got a lot of facts in it as well. And that was probably one of the challenging things, was to be able to combine those two factors.
We've got Dr. Deanna Braun with us today here on the big broadcast. And if you want to get more information on this incredible, incredible author, it's drdeannabraun.com. And she's also available on Twitter and Facebook as well. Give me your thoughts on social networking and how this has affected people's relationships and things.
Well, I think in many ways it's actually done both. It's helped it and it's hurt it, because I think women get out there, particularly on Facebook, they will get out there and they will talk about their struggles and their pains, and that can be good. But what happens, at least some of the stories I've heard from women, is what ends up happening is their family members will start to read those things, and then it can cause some problems in the family because they're bringing up the dirty laundry in the Facebook. So that can be a good thing in a way, because people will talk about it and give each other help, but it can also hurt because families don't necessarily like that so much.
We've got Dr. Deanna Braun with us today here on the big broadcast, and she has a tremendous, tremendous website. It's called drdeannabraun.com. And talk to me about some more of your website here. You have a blog and some other things. What do you address on your blog?
What I do on my blog is I give women tips. I do it on a weekly basis, and I give them tips as to how to deal with different aspects of this relationship. And it may be, you know, how to, you know, maybe not sweat the small stuff, you know, how to make things easier, or how to deal with your mother-in-law if she seems like she's a little on the crazy side. What do you do with someone like that? So I really try to give them practical information that they can walk away with and use. And I also have a question and answer. If someone wants to write in, they can write in and just say, you know, give me a question. I will answer it for them, and it'll be on the website. I make it as anonymous, though, so they don't have to worry about being out there in the world, so to speak.
We've got Dr. Deanna Braun with us today here on the big broadcast. These books that that you have on the website, you're doing some amazing stuff with the Reluctantly Related. How did that compare to the other book that you wrote, Mothers-in-Law and Daughters-in-Law Say the Darndest Things? Compare and contrast it for me.
Well, the difference is the second book, Mothers-in-Law and Daughters-in-Law Say the Darndest Thing, that's really a cartoon book, and it has you know, over 100 pages of different cartoons about mothers-in-law and daughters-in-law. And I put that out there because I just wanted to bring some humor to the situation, because you just have to, you have to have humor in this to be able to make it through sometimes. And it's just a light way of recognizing some of the issues and being able to laugh at it, being able to recognize yourself. So to me, they really, I think it's a complementary book to the self-help book. Again, it just brings some humor and allows you to laugh a little bit. It also opens up the door to communication. You have that on a table. Someone picks it up, they start looking at it. All of a sudden, you can have a conversation. And so it really does open that up. And it does even within families, because if your daughter-in-law is sitting there, your mother-in-law is sitting there, and they look at it, they start to laugh, and you can start talking about things then. So it makes it much easier. It's just a light way of getting things started sometimes.
Now, are you going to be doing a follow-up to any of these books, because that they are pretty incredible stuff?
I do plan to. I'm sticking with the theme of reluctantly related. So there's so many relationships where you are reluctantly related. So, and that could be sisters, that can be, you know, brothers and sisters, it can be mothers and daughters. There's a whole range there. And I do plan to continue and to make it more into a series. So if anybody out there wants to give me some ideas of what relationships they want me to write about next, let me know. Just go to my website, drdeannabrand.com, and I'll take a little survey. So, but I do plan to continue to write about this subject, you know, reluctantly related relationships.
Now, what's some of the feedback you've been getting from people that have read the book?
You know, one is, I've gotten so much feedback. One is, they feel like I'm living their life. It's like, how do you know how it is for me? Because what you describe is exactly what I'm experiencing. And so that makes me know that I really have touched their core. But, you know, one of the things that I've been hearing a lot of is how much the book has helped them. You know, some women have said, you know, daughters-in-law particularly will say, you know, I was fighting with my husband all the time. Started off just about my mother-in-law and issues there, and then it spilled over into other areas because we just couldn't get on the same page. And just reading the section about husbands and how to talk to them and about perception and how to deal with someone's different perception changed everything for them. So I think, you know, people are telling me how much the tools really work, not just in the, what's interesting is not just in the mother-in-law, daughter-in-law relationship, but in other relationships too. Because if you, and I mentioned this earlier, if you know who you're dealing with, if you know the type of person, you can use these tools for any of those people, you know, regardless of the relationship. So if you have an off-the-wall Wanda as a mother-in-law or as a mother or as a sister, use those tools, and that'll start to change the relationship.
We have a tremendous guest this day here on the line. The great doctor has given up a little bit of her time to join us today. Dr. Deanna Braun is with us, and Reluctantly Related is the latest book, and you can get more information at drdeannabraun.com. Also, follow her on Twitter at Deanna Braun. And, Doctor, thanks for doing this, my friend. I really appreciated the conversation.
My pleasure, James. I enjoyed it.
Definitely. Well, we'll talk to you soon, Doctor. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.